My name is Ivy, and I'm 7.5.
So, Ivy, can you do me a bit of a favor and tell me how Kids Ability helped you?
Kids Ability helped me by learning, by teaching me how to talk. As soon as they started talking to me, I just learned how to talk to them.
What was it like when you were at Kids Ability? How did the people at Kids Ability make you feel?
It made me feel a little nervous, happy that I had new friends, and also a little shy, because I never met these new guys before.
So tell me what it's like there. What are some of the stuff that you would do?
I would do lots of stuff in the classrooms and play outside on the playground and also play with my brand new friends.
So now you're in grade 2, and how do you think school would be different if Kids Ability didn't help you?
It would be different because I would have to use sign language for the rest of my lives.
You were so cute. You were cute as a button. So you don't seem to be shy at all. And it's interesting because you look like you could take on the whole entire world. What do you want to be when you get older?
I want to be an author, a construction worker as well.
Oh, that's awesome. You would make a great construction worker. What else would you like to do?
I'd also like to be a doctor.
Can you tell me about a favorite moment at Kids Ability?
My favorite moment is when I'm at the swimming pool.
Definitely. Hanging out with your friends?
Uh-huh. I'm Sarah Jones, and I'm Ivy's mom.
I'm Ian Milligan, and I'm Ivy's dad.
Tell me about what it was like for you walking into Kids Ability, or when you first discovered that there may be a situation with Ivy that you need help with.
First of all, you're confused because, you know, this is completely new. You're a new parent. Like, we were new parents at the time. This is our first child. We didn't know what was normal. We just knew that something wasn't quite hitting all the marks. Got referred by our family doctor to Kids Ability, and they sort of took us under their wing. They've done this a million times with a ton of different kids with a bunch of different situations going on. And, yeah, no, we started off with speech therapy for Ivy because she was late talking. That was our first sign. So we started off with speech therapy, moved on to occupational therapy. Then we got into some group programs. Then she got referred into the Kids Ability Junior Kindergarten program, which was, that was the big step forward for us, for her, was once she got into the JK program there, the changes were enormous.
How did Kids Ability help you deal with this?
Well, for me specifically, I know I kind of got roped into a Mothers Addressing Autism Together support group. I'm not a support group junkie, or, you know, the idea of a support group might have been a little bit confusing for, not something I would gravitate towards, but finally I met other women who kind of understood me and I understood them. When you have a kid who's got special needs, it's very isolating, I find. Mm-hmm. As your friends' kids are meeting all their milestones and they're bragging on Facebook that, you know, my kid just put together a 10-word sentence using multisyllabic words, mm-hmm. and we're still struggling to say mommy or daddy. Yeah. It's very isolating, and I know our friends don't mean to do that, and I didn't mean to isolate myself either, but here it was, my social circle shrinking and shrinking, and it wasn't until Kids Ability in this mom's group that finally my social circle started to grow again, and I'm a social person, so I really needed that.
I'm so proud of you for saying that, because I think alienation happens a lot, and I can only imagine how difficult that is as a parent. And, you know, everyone says they're willing to help, but then all of a sudden when it's in your backyard, it becomes a different situation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
No, totally.
So how did Kids Ability, or did they provide you with tools to be able to cope with that besides a support group?
For me, primarily, it's been the support group. Things, simple questions that, I mean, you can't just ask your doctor, like, how do I get my kid to go to the dentist? The kid doesn't understand to open her mouth. You know, Ivy didn't understand the instructions. I don't know if she would sit still long enough. And we found a great pediatric dentist because other parents have been through this and know these sorts of contacts.
What was the moment for you that you realized that this is working? Kids Ability is helping. Can you take me or take us back to that moment?
It was probably during one of Ivy's occupational therapy sessions. So what they would do is, every session they'd lay out sort of a visual schedule. So there's little cards with pictures on them of each of the activities she was going to do. So there's coloring, then cut and paste, then put a puzzle together, then play with Play-Doh, then all done. So Ivy arrives one day. She sees the card set in front of her. She grabs the Play-Doh and takes it from the fourth position and puts it in the first position. And this is really the first time that she'd ever communicated, like actually communicated her wants and needs to us in a way that we understood. And it was, that was the light bulb moment. And it was, it was really awesome.
Don't be sorry. I can only imagine how that must have felt. Okay, gosh, somebody get us some tissues, please. How do you think your life and Ivy's life would be different if kids' ability was not in our community?
I would just be so lost. There would be family doctors aren't always the greatest at knowing what the needs are.
And they don't know everything. I think it's fair to say that.
I'd be searching for resources all on my own. And I mean, there's therapies I hadn't even heard of before Kids Ability. I didn't even understand a lot of them until we started at Kids Ability and we could make these connections and learn what we need to know.
So if someone's listening right now and they're saying, okay, there's tons of charities, why should they pick up the phone right now and donate to Kids Ability?
So Kids Ability just gives kids that head start that they need. The idea, everyone understands early intervention is key, but really, we saw that with Ivy, with Kids Ability, the therapies before the junior kindergarten program and their fantastic JK program. She was ready for senior kindergarten, and I don't think she would have just fell through the cracks being one of 20 kids in that class as opposed to being one in 8 at the Kids Ability school.
Having everything under one roof is so helpful, too. Just having all the different therapists available in the school program there and the social workers and who are able to sort of help you navigate the ocean of paperwork that you have to deal with. Not that I deal with much of it, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it's nice to have it in our backyard, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.